Have you ever wondered where Thomas was that night? Think about all that had happened on that first day of the week. Reports of an empty tomb. Figures in white appearing to the women who had gone to the tomb. Reports that Jesus, the Lord, had indeed been raised, since Peter and perhaps a few other of the apostles ran to the tomb. Yet, when all the apostles were locked in the room, Thomas was not present. Where on earth was he? We all know that Judas was no longer a member of the 12. So perhaps Thomas, the dutiful one, was the one who had taken responsibility of the common purse now, and he is out getting supplies. Or perhaps Thomas was always on the receiving end of the jokes of the community. Things were tense. The apostles, in their disbelief or their attempt to sort things out, could have been teasing one another, joking around like Jesus used to do sometimes to relieve the tension. So Thomas may have needed some time away. He needed time to process for himself what had happened. When he returned and opened the door, the 10 rushed on him and he said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Perhaps it is a mixture of all these possibilities. Perhaps Thomas was like John from the book of Revelation. Thomas was a bold one before the crucifixion, and perhaps he was starting to get it. Perhaps while all the other apostles were cowering in fear behind locked doors, Thomas was out in the streets telling the good news. Perhaps he was at the tomb, trying to put the pieces together. Perhaps he went to check on a blessed mother or one of Jesus' friends. Thomas may not have fully understood all that was happening, but perhaps he decided he needed to try to do something rather than stay behind the locked doors. But Thomas was not going to take their word for it. He needed to experience the risen Lord himself. After all, aren't we the same? Isn't that what we want to do? Experience the Lord? We hear about how God has worked in other people's lives, but until we are the recipients of a miracle, or we have felt the warm presence of God, or had a vision, we remain sometimes a bit skeptical, a bit doubting. Yet, have we not been recipients of God's miracles in our lives? Every time we receive Holy Communion, we receive the miracle of the Holy Eucharist, bread and wine, miraculously transformed into the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And when we go to confession, God reaches out to us in his divine mercy, cleansing us of all sin as we receive divine forgiveness, divine pardon. And in baptism, as Camden William will experience, all original sin is removed from one's soul, and we are cleansed, and our life, like his, is changed, for we become God's sons and daughters. God's grace, God's life, dwelling within us, is that not a miracle? Thomas became a man of deep prayer and deep belief, inspiring others to faith in the risen Lord. May our experiences of God's grace and mercy in our lives do the same for us, because, my sisters and brothers, like Thomas, we too have been called to be Christ's witnesses to the world. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.